Well, another international story that we're watching closely here in the U.S., the Chinese stock market dropping yet again today. The Shanghai Composite fell more than 5%, and that's after big losses in China last week that rippled through global markets, including on Wall Street. Today, Wall Street opened on solid footing, but there are still big concerns about how certain sectors of the U.S. economy are holding up. So joining us to talk about that is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She's in New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's start with commodities, a sector of the economy that is very much impacted by what's been going on in China. Oil has dropped, as we've talked about, to near $30 a barrel. How are U.S. producers of commodities doing?
Let's do that sounder. Wah, wah. This is the worst. I mean, you don't want to be an energy producer right now. That sector of the S&P 500, those companies down 27% over the last year. Materials down 17%. You know, and it even ripples into manufacturing jobs, because a lot of manufacturing jobs and manufacturing in general is really driven by global growth and demand for manufacturing products. And so, you know, even last year, manufacturing jobs were basically kind of flat. We added just 30,000. So it's not a good time to be a commodity producer, a manufacturer of any commodities, anything in those associated business. So that's real weakness, and it is persisting, at least at the early go of this year.
What about the travel and tourism sector of the economy, something that's is kind of generally related to whatever is going on in markets around the world? This is a sector that generated nearly $1.5 trillion in 2013. Those are the latest numbers from the Commerce Department. What's happening with tourism?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Obviously, tourism in the United States is changing pretty dramatically. And part of that has to do with the rise of the U.S. dollar. So as the dollar strengthens, what happens? It becomes more expensive for foreigners to come here to visit. So that's a headwind. That said, when the dollar strengthens, it actually means that traveling abroad for U.S. citizens becomes more affordable. The problem, I think, is that there's a bit of a you know, I think the threat of terrorism in certain parts of the world is really starting to get into the heads of a lot of travelers. I don't have the final numbers yet. It looks like that we were going to have a rise of about 3% of tourism in 2015, probably about the same for the next few years. But again, this can really be dependent on events going on in the world and how long they last.
Well, and I would assume that when gas prices are low, domestic tourism goes up because more people are able to easily, you know, drive to the beach or something that's a little closer.
Right. And you know, unfortunately, that doesn't add as much to the economy, right? You know, so when you go and stay in someone's, like, beach shack, it doesn't actually add as much to the economy as if you're going to spend money going to Disney.
Right.
But, you know, hey, listen, go to Disney and spend some money, be a patriot.
Well, and what about people who are spending money on food and beverages? How are those industries doing right now?
Very well. You know, as of we just got the December jobs report out last week. So we know that food and beverages gained 357,000 jobs in 2015. It's a big number. And, you know, what that tells us is that consumers are spending money. They're spending it in very spotty ways. So they're definitely going out to eat and drink more. And they are definitely spending money on big ticket items like cars. And I think the food and beverage industry is a real beneficiary of that. And this whole concept of fast casual has really taken on. We saw the IPO of Shake Shack go bananas last year. So I think that that's a trend that's likely to continue. And, you know, if you're like me and you're lazy, eating out for an affordable amount of money is a pretty good option.
Although easier to do when you're like you and you live in New York and there are 15 million restaurants
That's
everywhere.
True.
You look. What about construction? This is a sector that we really looked at a lot leading up to the financial crisis. People have extra money to spend on their homes, or they feel it's worth investing in their homes or in their businesses. What's going on in construction?
Well, you know, in 2015, 263,000 construction jobs added. Now, one of my friends who's a housing analyst says, you know, don't be fooled. It was a little bit higher because the weather was so nice in the fourth quarter of last year. I don't care. We'll take it. House prices are up by 5% last year. There's still pretty low inventories. The industry is not where it was at the bubble peak. But let's remember, the bubble is not where we want to go back to. We don't want to actually see what people are just building houses and flipping them and doing things like that. We don't want that. So I think the construction industry has seen a good recovery. We're not done yet, but I think that as we look forward, there should be more residential investment, meaning investment in new homes and existing homes. That should help the industry. Don't expect that all across the nation that every housing market's the same. There's a real divergence going on right now.
And just briefly, Jill, do you think that the volatility is going to continue for a while here, or do you think we've seen the drop in the Chinese market?
I think that you can just count on volatility. It's a year of transition. And so, you know, I think get used to it. Remember that this bull market will turn 7 years old in March. That's a long time. It makes it the third longest bull market in the post-World War II era. So get ready. It could be bumpy, my friends.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thanks as always.
Take care.